Yo, your ears are tuned in to Splat and Chat by your girl Shanti Arnice. Welcome back to my podcast, and you are now listening to Season 2, Episode 2. What is up, Splat and Chat? We are back today with an episode. This is Episode 2 of Season 2. And I am so excited to speak with you guys today on this topic. Today's topic is going to be on a woman's independence. And I'm basically giving a perspective from a man and a woman. So we're pretty much going to, I'm going to talk about my views on that, on my opinion. I'm going to speak on what does independence mean to me. As me being single, I'm going to speak on what independence means to me in a relationship, and just overall, just give my thoughts on that topic. And I also have some feedback from a few of my listeners that gave their input on what does independence mean to them as a woman, or how important it is to have a woman's independence. So we're pretty much going to touch base on that topic. And also, I'm going to be discussing with you guys on some new things that I have started and that I made happen. So stay tuned, and we're about to get into it. All right. So like I said, I'm going to speak on the topic of a woman's independence. I'm going to get into what does independence mean to me, with me being single, and I'm also going to touch base on to what does it mean if I was to be in a relationship. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. I just wanted to touch base with you guys on the things that has been going on so far. As you all know, I told you guys last episode how I'm trying to switch some things around or whatever. I don't know. I can't remember if I did. If I didn't, I meant to tell y'all that your girl has been trying to switch things around and go on a more professional platform. So, within the past 2 days, I have been transitioning my Instagram to one account, to where I can have a more professional platform and just post my businesses and still kind of post my life as well, so you guys can see what's been going on with me and keep up to date with my artwork and keep up to date with the podcast and everything else. But to also let it be known that, you know, I'm not living double lives out here, and I want you guys to understand and see that I love what I'm doing, and I want a part of what I love what I'm doing to be a part of me too. So I just decided to bring everything onto one Instagram account. So now I do not have my art Instagram of Color Me Bliss. I have it on one account, and it is at Color Me Bliss LLC. Yes, that's right. Color Me Bliss is officially official. Your girl got her LLC during this quarantine. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm making moves. So, yes, if you follow me on Instagram at Color Me Bliss LLC _, you'll be able to see all of my artwork and the podcast and everything else that's going on with me. I'll be posting pictures of me living my life as well. So, you know what I'm saying? You're getting the real me. And that was very important for me to do, to make happen. I feel like it's another step of elevation. I feel like you guys would better be able to view and get an outlook on me. And also, I am coming out with some organic soap. It's called Color Me Bliss Organics. So be on the lookout for that. I have posted a little preview on my Instagram as well. So if you guys are interested, please go and view, and just stay tuned for that launch date or whatever. But that's pretty much what's been going on. I'm just trying to, you know, get things in motion with my businesses. So I also want to give you guys a big thanks for being a part of that. I cannot have I couldn't have done this without you guys, and I've gotten this far without you guys. We are on season 2 of Splat and Chat, so I am, like I said, I always like to thank you guys in the beginning of my episode. So I just thank you guys. For those of you that stuck with me since season 1 episode 1, I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone that has been sharing, and you know, support goes a long way. So just even a share, it means a lot to me. So the sharing, the liking, the listening, telling your friends, telling your mom, your brother, your sister, your cousin, telling, you know, just getting the word out there about Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnice. So you guys are appreciated. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now we're going to jump into this topic. And I'm going to just give my point of view first and then get into what others had to say in regards to this topic. So a woman's independence. What does independence mean to me? To me, being, you know, single as a woman, and this is just me speaking in general, how important I feel that this is as me being a woman, and for other women out there as well. I feel like it's important for us as women to know our independence and know the value of it. As a woman, to me, a woman's independence to me means to have a structure of value of myself and to be able to be a strong woman. I feel as if, you know, we have fought so hard as women to be respected and to come this far to not know, you know, how important it is. In my opinion, it is imperative that we come off on strength to be able to hold our own. And that goes for any aspect in life. I know I can depend on myself, so in a sense, I'm going to be sure that I have some kind of independence to make anything happen. So in my opinion, I think that everyone should have independence, or at least understand the value of it, and that's for men and women. Not saying that everyone should just be so dependent on everyone, but, you know, just have that, everyone should have some kind of independence, regardless. And however, my independence is important to me because I want to be able to live and not survive because I depend on someone else and not have any idea on how to be independent. So I just feel like as a woman, especially a Black woman, it is very important for us to know the value of this because, you know, we have people that we look up to. And it's just like we've watched them be independent. We've watched them struggle. We watched them, you know, go through some of the toughest times. And, you know, they made a way. They've done it by themselves. So I feel like it's only right for us as women and, you know, Black women to know how to get by, to understand that strength is important, to understand that, you know, you don't have to depend on someone all the time. But if you do, know your independence, know how to make way, know how to come back off on top. And, you know, it's kind of just a mindset thing too. You know what I'm saying? Like if, because there's really some people out there who just really don't know and who really don't understand the value of it. And it's just like, you have to put yourself in that mindset to understand that this is serious, because when shit go left, I need to know how to make it right. When shit go down, I need to know how to get it back up. You know what I'm saying? Like I've watched somebody, you know, that I look up to. I watch my mom struggle the toughest battles, and she makes way every trip. She come off top every trip. And also, it has to do with prayer too. I mean, prayer is a healer. So, I mean, you can go through something. You can go through some of your toughest times, and you can just pray about it and just have that type of security to know, like, I'm a strong woman, you know, regardless of what I'm going through right now, I'm going to be able to make way. So to me, that's what independence means to me as a woman in general. I have so many people that inspires me and my family to not know, you know what I'm saying? So I thank God, and I thank God for him giving me the mindset and giving me, the type of, how can I word it, to just give me the type of maturity to, you know, to be able to value and understand and take heed from my ancestors on, you know, how important this is and to live by it. So I thank God that I have my mom, my aunts, my older cousins, to just look forward to help me understand that growing up as a child, because I've watched them go through some things and they still made a way because they had that independence. So I'm very, very, very thankful for them. And because looking up to them, it made me the young woman that I am today. It helped me understand a lot in life, and it molded me to have such a strong mind at 25 years old. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important to me. And I'm really glad that I touched base on this topic because it's really emotional for me, because there is really people my age who has the slightest idea on how to be independent, who has the slightest idea on how important it is as a Black woman to walk around here and to be able to hold her own. So if you're listening, I really hope you can take heed off to what I'm saying. And it's not a judging thing. I would never judge anybody who don't know. This is strictly a self-improvement podcast, and there's no right or wrong answer to on your opinion on a woman's independence. Because if you think otherwise, you know, it's not for you to agree with me. I don't want anybody to just strictly just agree with what I'm saying, because if you strongly disagree and, you know, you have a different outlook on a woman's independence, that's totally fine. Just be able to voice it. I expect for you to tell me, you know, I want you to make me feel you. I want you to be able to back up your feelings, because if you feel as though a woman should not always be independent, I need you to tell me why. I don't need you to just say anything just to be saying it. I need you to be able to let me know that, you know, what's your reasoning or how deep it is that makes you feel the way that you feel. So that's just that. That's how I view it on a woman's perspective, as, you know, me being a woman and being single. However, my outlook on independence in a relationship, I feel like if you're in a relationship as a woman, you should have your independence, but you should also know how to be dependent as well. And I say that to say this, I know very well how a woman feels when it comes to doing things on their own, because I've been there. You feel like you don't need a man for nothing. You feel like you can make way by yourself. You've been doing it. You can pay the bills by yourself. You can do this by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Okay, cool. That's fine. However, I think it is important for us to know independence, but to also know when to turn that switch off and let a man be a man. And I feel as though a man should do his part as a man, but he should also allow his woman to still have some kind of independence as well, and to not allow her to get comfortable on being dependable on them, or being dependent on them, to a point to where she forgets and don't have the ability to make way if some shit was to happen. You know what I'm saying? And that goes for any aspect in a relationship. And I say if some shit happens, I mean if a man can get up and just decide they want to leave you today. I want a woman to be able to have that independence, to be able to get back into that groove to where, like you said, I'm independent. I know how to make way. I know how to do this by myself, blah, blah, blah. I don't need a man for nothing. If that man was to leave you, have strength enough to get back on your feet. Be sad. Do what you got to do. Cry. But get on your shit and make way, because you know independence and you know how to be an independent woman. Also, if he was to pass away, God forbid, you know what I'm saying? And you were depending on him because he was the breadwinner or some sort. You know, this is just an example, not saying that this is how it should be, but this is just an example of me saying, of me trying to get you guys to understand that if somebody was to leave, know your part on being independent. Know the importance of being independent. If he was to pass away, be able to get back on your shit to make way for you. And if you guys have kids, you know, you're doing it for your kids too. So understand the importance of strength as a woman to be able to be independent, but also, you know, let a man be a man too. And that's just my outlook on that, because no man is gonna want somebody who wants to be the king and the queen. No man's gonna want that. You can't be both. And that's just that. And that's facts. You can't be both. So, because eventually it's going to get to a point where they feel like, okay, well, this girl thinks that she can do what she want to do by herself. She thinks that she got it all figured out. She don't want to let me do this. She don't want to let me help her. Da, 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 da. What do you need me for? Why am I here? How can I be a man to my woman if she's not allowing me to take the initiative to, you know, help her in a sense, not even help her. I can, you know, sometimes a man just want to do something because they want to do it out of kindness of their heart and because they was raised up on, you know, being the provider. So it's just like, if they can't do that because you won't allow them to, because you feel like you're so independent, that's not, a man's not going to want to, you know, stay. They're not going to want to be with somebody who wants to be the king and the queen. So, again, I say it is very, very important for a woman to know their independence, but to also know how to turn it off and to be dependent as well. And that's just that. So, that's my outlook on it. And now I'm going to get into some of the things that some of my listeners had to say on this topic. And we're going to discuss what they had. I'm going to give you my feedback. I'm going to read what they said and give my feedback on their opinion as well. So let's get into that part. All right, so I'm back and I'm going to get into the things that some of my listeners had to say about this topic. Now, I had one person, I asked them, I said, what are your thoughts when it comes to a woman's independence? And one person said to me that they said that it could be more modern. A more modern time. Most women feel like being an independent woman means you pays her own bills by your own or personal needs and wants, and don't let a nigga affect your ability to take care of yourself or tap your confidence. And I can see where she's coming from, because like I said, most women do feel like when it comes to being an independent woman that they feel like, oh, I pay my own bills, or I do my, you know, I do all of this and that by myself. And they're afraid to let a guy in because they don't want a guy to come and take that independence away from them. So they feel like, you know, if they do let anybody show them one ounce of, you know, to the one ounce to a factor where it's like, okay, I'm not being independent anymore, and that they have to depend on them, they feel like that capability will be taken away from them. So most women are afraid. They do look at and view it as such, as in they feel like they don't need a nigga for nothing. And that's what's happening a lot in this time. I see it all the time. I see, like, even on Facebook, it's like the memes. I see people even make statuses on social media saying things into such as, I don't need a nigga for this, da, 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 da. I can do this by myself. And it's just like, okay, like, yes, we understand, you know how to be independent. And it's just like, but at some point, like I said, it's okay to be dependent. You don't have to always, you know, have that structure, especially when you're in a relationship. When you're by yourself, it's okay, you know, it's fine. It's very, like I said, it's important to understand that. But it's okay to let a man be a man. So she made a good point on that, because that is something that happens today. And that's just crazy, because when you look at it, that's legit how some people look and view things. And that's their outlook on this shit. But the next person, she said that it's mandatory. And I asked, okay, explain, why do you feel that it's mandatory? And her response was, women have to be twice as independent because we get the short end of the stick always. First to get put out our parents' house, so we're left to survive. Men take advantage of us, especially if we are dependent. We get treated like shit. I can see why she say that, because it's true. When some, like in reality, boys can stay home with their mom as long as they could, and their mom would baby them. They can stay. They can come back. I mean, I know grown men right now today still living with their parents, and that's because they're dependent on their mom. They're dependent on somebody else to do for them. So it's just like when it comes to reality and comes to being in the real world, they don't know. They don't have the proper guidance. They don't know how to be independent. So it's just like they get with you and they feel like they have to depend on you for all of these things because they don't know how to do on their own. They don't know how to survive life on their own. So it's just like then you have us independent women who is mature enough and understand the importance of independence, who have to take care of a man as if they're our child because they don't even know how to get by in life. So I can see why she say what she's saying, because I have witnessed that shit firsthand on how it is when a guy doesn't have no proper guidance in life and don't really understand the importance of structure and the value of independence. So they depend on us, and in the end we get the shit end of the stick and they treat us like nothing. Like, damn, like, nigga, I done did all this shit for you, and you know I done showed you this, and I'm trying to show you things, and it's just like you still don't get it. So I get what she mean on that. And also we do have it hard as women. Everything is put on us, so that's why it's important for us to understand that, and important for us to have that strength and put on a tough face to be able to be like, damn, like, this shit hurt, but you know, at the end of the day, I gotta make way, I gotta do for me. So that she made a good point on that. Great choice of words. The next person, she said, we definitely aren't allowed to be as independent as men. And I said, okay, explain your opinion. She backed it up with, men can be hoes, leave the family for work, school, other women, and they are expected to learn how to be self-sufficient. Women aren't expected to mow our own lawn, want to be single, or even go out alone sometimes. Okay. So with her response, I can see on the part where she feels like men can just come and go as they please. Well, they feel as if they can just come and go as they please. They could cheat, leave the family, leave you for other women, do what they want, or go out to school because they feel like, you know, this, they're depending on this for their future, and this is all they have. Because it happens. And they are expected to, like she said, they're expected to learn how to be self-sufficient. But as women, we are expected to have that kind of, we're expected to know, we're expected to have that structure and that guidance to know what to do, because we have to figure it out regardless on our own, because we're women and, you know, we're strong. So to me, it seems like that's what she's saying, that we are, you know, we were raised up on independence. So I don't know what she mean by we're not allowed to be as independent as men, because I feel like men are independent in the sense, but they're not, because they're independent, but they also depend on a lot from other people to do things that they're not, you know, that they don't know. So I can't say that, because I mean, there's women out there who don't have independence at all. But I feel like us as women, as black women, we're strong and we are raised up on that shit. And some men are just not. So I can't really say that they're more independent than we are. But I can understand where she's coming from on some of her opinion, some of the things that she stated on her opinion. Let's get into the next one. Okay, the next person said, a woman should be independent. Agreed. She should be able to carry her own weight as well as have someone to depend on, being able to reciprocate what you require. Absolutely. I totally agree with this, with her opinion on this, because like I said, from my opinion and how my outlook is on independence versus being single and versus being in a relationship, like I said, I feel like a woman should know how to be independent, and which is what she's saying. A woman should be able to be independent, but also know how to be dependent as well. She should know how to carry herself and know how to hold her own when things get tough, but also, you know, be able to depend on somebody when need be. That's very important to me. And like I said, and like she said, being able to reciprocate what you require, you cannot just go into something with somebody and be like, oh, I want you to be able to do this and that for me. I need a man to do this. I need a man to take care of me. I need a man to be able to spend that on me and do this and that for me. And it's just like, okay, what are you bringing to the table? You can't want this for somebody and you not bringing shit for him to be able to want to provide this for you, because you can't say you want a man with all these things of value and you don't have that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, damn, like if I was a man and a female came to me and be like, oh, I want this, or I want you to take care of me, I want you to do this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to be able to provide this and that for me, and I can't give shit to offer. No. If I was a man and a woman said that to me, I'm going to ask them, okay, what exactly are you bringing to the table? What can you do for me? I can do all of these things and more for you because I'm for you and I love you and I want to be something with you. However, I'm not going to do this and, you know, you're walking around here depending on me. I need to know what you can bring to the table, especially if a family is involved. So I can see where she's going with the being able to reciprocate what you require. You have to be able, in my opinion, I feel like you have to be able to give what you want. You have to be able to do so. And I just feel like that's only fair. So that was a really good, I really appreciate her for that response, because I need a lot of us women to understand the importance of that. You can't just go out here asking a man for some shit and you can't even fucking give back. And again, she had to add to what she said. She said, being able to bring she's on point. And the thing is, the person who gave this feedback, I am so proud of her for her response. Like I said before, there's really no wrong or right answer to your opinion, and I'm not looking for anybody to be on the same page and to agree with me, but this is a young lady. She's younger than me. I'm 25. She's younger than me, and her head is so on and straightforward. She has a good head on her shoulders, and I'm so glad that I can vouch for her for having the mindset that she has at such a young age, because there's people that's my age and older and they need to hear what I'm saying. They need to hear this advice because they just don't know. So I applaud her on being able to have the mindset that she has. And I asked her this question and she was able to give me such a great response. And she was able to back up her reasoning for saying what she said. But anyway, let's get back into it. So to add to it, she said, being able to bring a table to the table. This isn't 60 years ago where a woman sits at home and just cook and clean. If a man leave or whoever she's depending on leaves, she could be able to live, not survive. Come on. Preach to them. I want y'all to understand the importance of that statement. If somebody was to leave you today, I need you to understand that it is not a good feeling and not okay for you to be living your life trying to survive because you were so dependent on somebody else. So it's just like, oh, you just getting by. Oh, he left or she left. I'm just getting by because, you know, this is how I'm able to just survive, just to get by. No, you need to be able to live. You need to be able to live and not survive when that person leaves you. You need to be an independent and gain your independence back. If you are one who depended on somebody to take care of you in the time, you need to gain your independence back and not be living to survive. You need to live. Understand that. That's very, very important. I'm getting mad because I want y'all to feel me. It's very, very important to understand that statement, because there's a lot of people who are going through this shit today and they don't understand the importance of this shit as a Black woman. Please have your independence. And if you don't know, please try to gain some kind of independence. And it's just, and understand that being we're gonna pause on what the fuck I got to say. Let me get back into her, to what she had to say, because she ain't even done. That wasn't even it. So we just gonna, let me just get back into this. She said, we're gonna start from that. Whoever she's depending on leaves, she should be able to live and not survive. Not having your independence as a woman these days just screams broke hoe hustle. Let me say that again. Not having your independence as a woman these days just scream broke hoe hustle. Sad face. Agreed. Because bitch, get on your shit, okay? But allow a man to lead and you submit. Don't be no damn boss because you independent. Listen sometimes. I feel you. And y'all, must I say, this girl is younger than me with this mindset. Like, come on, read them, sis, read them. Because I feel like a lot of y'all need to hear this for real. I ain't trying to be funny on no funny shit. This is just real, because, and it's sad, it's emotional. Like, earlier today, before I even recorded this episode tonight, I cried because there is literally people out here who do not know how to respond to something so important and you know, such a topic as value as this, and they don't know. And it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's not a good thing either. Like I said, I'm not judging. It's just that it really makes me sad, because I feel like so many people have fought for us to be able to have independence today, for us to just not know independence. So that was a really good pinpoint on her opinion. I totally agree with her on that. She definitely hit some shit on the nail. And I really hope that was able to speak to some of you guys, because her outlook on that is really touched based on how I feel on the situation as well. The next person, they said that they feel that it's necessary. And I said, okay, explain. Why do you feel like it's necessary? And she said, because men switch up too much. They tend to think that they are needed. And she emphasized needed. So they tend to think that they are needed, especially when it comes to a weak-minded woman. Men tend to look down on the weak, which is facts. When they boss up, they can't handle it. Also, men can't handle a strong-minded, driven woman either. So yes, a woman should always be independent, because in the world, we can be the underdogs. And that's facts. That's true. I've came across a lot of men that was intimidated by me. I've had men that stopped talking to me because they were intimidated by me, because I knew my value. I knew my worth. I know my worth. I know my value. I know my independence. And it's just like, when it comes to us having conversations, serious conversations, especially about life, and I'm so independent on my responses and what I want to do in life, and I'm strong and I'm driven. So it was just like they were so intimidated by that, to the fact that they couldn't take it. I wasn't weak-minded, so they knew that with or without them, I know how to get it on my own. I know how to make way. However, I'll submit to you and let you be a man. But they also knew that I'm independent. I'm an independent young black woman. I don't need you for anything. Not saying that I'm one of those, I don't need a nigga for nothing. Because I will, like I said, I will allow a man to be a man. However, I know how to make way. And a lot of men get intimidated by that. And they realize you're not weak. So they run along. And if you are weak, that's how they get you. They mind fuck your ass. And feel like they can treat you any kind of way. Come and go as they please. Switch it up on you quick. Because they can see that you're weak. And they will look down on you for that. They will look. How you treat yourself is how a man is going to look at you and view you and treat you. So it's very, again, I say it's very important for us women to understand and know the importance of this shit, because you need to know you. You need to know how to hold your ground. You need to know how to stand your own. You need to know how to make way. You need to know how to let a nigga know, like, bitch, do what you do as a man. Do your shit, my G. But understand that I got me. I can depend on me. Regardless. Whoo, child. I need a shot of something. This is just, whoo, they're making me kind of hot. This topic is so freaking touchy, y'all. It's so touchy. Like, oh my gosh. And, I'm gonna wait till I say what I have to say. Pause. She hit some shit on the nail on that too. So, great response. Thank you for responding and giving your feedback on that topic. The next person, they said, she said, independence is vital, like the air we breathe. Goes hand in hand with being a strong woman. As black women, period, we gotta have some type of strength or we will get walked over in every aspect of life. True. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God blesses the woman that can hold her own. Amen to that. Sometimes intimidating, and in other cases, it's a turn on. I feel like all of them is just like, all of these women who's giving me their responses is just like, I can connect to them, bro. Like, when I say they be on the same fucking shit that it's like we all, our mind is all connected to each other and we all have the same views on shit, and I'm loving it right now. Anyway, back to it. And in other cases, it's a turn on. As for me, it means to be able to flourish and thrive in spite of rain, snow, sleet, or hail. You stand in the paint with your head held high. And when I think of independence, I think black woman, period. We are it. And that is facts. That is why I keep trying to stress it to you guys more than enough that it is important as us being. And then, I mean, you. I'm not, this is for women in general, but because I'm black, I can speak for us black women. Us being black women, period. It's important for us to have independence, because we, like I said, so many people have fought so hard for us to get to where we are. So many people, like, you know what I'm saying? We did so much to just be respected. And it's just like, a lot of people are intimidated by black men because of how strong we are, because of our thrive. That's why men go out there and look for other women, such as Spanish women, white women, because they feel like they are weak, because they know that they can't play that radio over here with us black women, because we are too strong and we thrive too hard and we thrive too far to let somebody try us on some stupid shit, because bitch, we ain't depending on you for anything. And it's just like, if we have to, we will. We'll allow you to do so, but we know our shit. We know our independence. And it's nothing that you can run by us to the point that it's just like you finna belittle us and, you know, make, you know, treat us as if we some weak-minded ass females. And it's just like, that's not it. We're strong, we're driven, we know what's what, we know what we want, and it's just like, you not finna walk around us, you not finna walk us like no dog. You're not finna Santana us. It's not happening. It's not it. You're not finna get away with half of the shit that you feel like you would get away with a white woman. And that's why I feel like every black woman should understand and at least have some type of value and opinion on how they feel as a woman and have their independence. It's important. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm getting so mad because I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to yell. I'm just getting so mad because this shit is real. This shit is serious. Like, and it's making me emotional because we really have those young girls out there. We really have women that's, you know, my age and up today that don't understand this shit, bro. They never had it. They never had the proper guidance. They never had nobody to look up to even view this topic at all. And they just don't even know what to do when it comes to being independent because they never had nobody to inspire them to, you know, to make them even look at things as such. And it's just like, it saddens me because it's just like, having this type of state of mind can get you through a lot of shit in this world today. I feel like it's important. And I know I keep saying it's important because it is. And it's just like, this shit ain't no game. And it's just like, it can get you through a lot of shit. It can save you from a lot of shit. It can mold you into being a woman and who you are and who you want to be. Like, I love the fact that who I am today because I have a strong, driven mother who raised me and who, you know, went through some shit because she was independent, who fought for her respect, who don't let nobody try her on no stupid shit today because she gains her, you know, she makes sure that somebody's gonna respect her. And if you're not gonna respect her, that's just that. It's the end of the line. You get the boot, you out the door. It's like, fuck you, goodbye. I'm an independent woman. I don't need to take this shit from you because I can do bad by myself. However, I let you in and come and be a man and do what you needed to do. However, you not finna walk me like no fucking dog. You not finna disrespect me. You're gonna respect me and respect my independence and allow me to have some kind of independence because at the end of the day, you leave today, I got me tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm just so thankful that I have that type of mother in my life. Since my mom's still living today and she still gives me advice today on some shit. And it's just like, I can sit and have conversations with her and give my output in things in life. And it's just like, she looking at me and I'm voicing my opinions on things. And it's just like, damn, this is my daughter. I raised my daughter right. But you know, my daughter is thinking this way about situations in life. And it's just like, I'm proud that this is her mindset. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just thankful for it to be able. I'm thankful that I had that inspiration. I'm thankful that I was able. It sucks that my mom had to struggle as a black woman and make way and learn, you know, but I'm happy that she learned independence. Because of the way she was raised and because of the way that she had to make way through life to take care of herself and her kids and just get by, it's amazing to me. And it makes me respect us black women even more because I watch somebody go through that and still come off on top. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it means it's deeper than just saying, oh, a woman need to be independent, da 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 da. I need y'all to understand the depths of this shit. And that's why I'm getting so emotional and so worked up on this topic because this shit is, you know, it's vital. So that was that. That was her opinion. Somebody else said something too. Let me see, because this person said something that was touchy and it broke me down today. I cried. I ain't even gonna front. I shed some tears on her response. She said that she kind of questioned if she should answer the question because of her situation. And when I say what I say, I want y'all to understand that This is a judge-free zone podcast, so don't be listening to my shit and judging what other people's responses is, because it can be you. So this is just, I don't know, it really touched me, because especially when you know a person's situation and you know how they are and as a person, it'll hit you. So she said that what she feel about being an independent woman, and she goes, let me ask this first. Being that I don't have a car on my own, or an A1 job or career, does that not make me an independent woman? Because I feel like being an independent strong woman can make the best out of any situation she's in. Never settling, always striving for better. I handle any and everything thrown my way. I cry alone, I pray, and I wake up the next day looking for a better way. And that's her response, spoke to me, because what I was trying to get to you guys before, and I was like, okay, I'm going to wait. She spoke it, because I want y'all to understand, having independence as a woman is not just, you know, having that independence. It's also on, you know, making a way and being able to get through things on your own. You know, you cry, you pray, but you wake up looking forward to the next day on, okay, how am I going to make today better? Yesterday was bad. You know, it wasn't the end of the world. I'm still here living. So today I'm finna make it, you know, make it something different. I'm finna make it, you know, worth my while. And I'm going to keep going. I'm not finna suffer, you know, in my situation. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep striving, because God has blessed me to see another day. God is giving me another chance and giving me another opportunity to keep going, to get my shit together, to get myself on track. And, you know, the fact that he's giving me the opportunity to keep pushing and going on with life, that's giving me something to look forward to. That's letting me know, I'm not done. God's not done with you yet. And that's God telling you, I'm not done with you yet. You in the situation you in today, but you wish you're strong, you independent, you got it. Continue to pray, and I'm a healer. I can heal you. So don't give up. Keep going. So that's that. So her response really did touch me, because that was also a great pinpoint as well. And I feel like a lot of people can feel her on that too, because there's a lot of people that's going through the same situation today, and they still question, how do I answer that? Because sometimes they may feel like they're not being independent because of their situation that they're in. And it's just like, you are. And to me, that's the one of the main things about being an independent woman, because you're striving, you're still going. So I had to let her know not to question that. Don't ever question that, because that's what makes you you. That's what makes you a woman of independence. And the fact that you know your battles, but you continue to strive through them and have ways to bounce back, you have a mindset and an outlook of independence, and it shows your strong features as a woman. Like I said, it's imperative that we stay strong, because not all of us want to be viewed as broken. And a lot of people look at us black women as broken. They see anger. They see that we're so broken that, you know, we don't even know how to have a proper connection with anybody, because they feel like we're going to take our anger out on them. And it's just like, not every black woman wants to be viewed as such. So I'm going to keep going strong. I'm not going to let you see how I'm feeling. I'm going to put on a brave face, and I'm going to fight, and I'm going to continue, because I have another opportunity to get it right. I have another opportunity to make way, and I'm going to make way. So as a woman, it is important to know the value of independence, because it says a lot about you. And like I said, we fight so hard for this. So we fight so hard to not know how real and deep this shit really is. And I had to pause a lot on this episode tonight, because I wanted to cry again. And if I keep crying, y'all gonna be like, this bitch is weak. No, baby, I'm strong. I'm a woman of independence. I'm strong. But this is so touchy. So I just hope you guys can take heed from this episode tonight. I hope it really did give you, for those of you who didn't know, or really didn't, you know, who don't have no proper insight on being a woman of independence, or just even having any kind of outlook on it. I hope this was able to give you a different aspect on the situation and on the topic. And if someone was to ask you today, I hope you can, you know, better answer them in a such, and just understand that there's many ways it can go both ways of being a woman of independence. And like I said, as far as being single or in a relationship, it can go either way. I just feel like you need to know. And if you have a different opinion on this topic, if you have your own opinion on a woman of independence, or if you feel like, you know, you don't want to, if you view it differently from the things that I've said, if you view it differently from some of the things that these girls said, at least be able to back it up. At least be able to, like I said earlier into this episode, at least be able to back up your reasoning. If I was to ask you something, I need you to be able to tell me. I don't need you to just say because or da 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 da. I need you to be able to tell me, because I can feel you if you make me feel you. You know what I'm saying? I won't judge you, because that's your ways of thinking. That's how you think. But if you have good reasoning behind it, I can feel you. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. I really, really hope this touched a lot of you the way that it touched me, and touched a lot of you the way that it touched some of my friends. And again, I also want to say that I am thankful for the company that I keep around me. I am thankful for that I have such strong, driven women as friends and family, that they were able to give me such feedback on this topic that they did, because they really gave feedback of value. They were so strong on their comments. They made sure that they gave the importance of why they feel the way they feel. And it means a lot to me that I have that kind of people in my circle who have the same mindset of me, and who's able to voice their opinion and be able to, you know, to be able to back it up, and to be able to just be so strong about how they feel as a Black woman in this world today. It's very important. It means a lot to me, and I'm just so thankful for them all. I love them all. So that's another reason why I was emotional too, because I was just like, I'm reading these responses and I'm just like, damn, like, I really have some strong, driven women around me. And I didn't realize how touchy this topic would get. And it did. It hit home. I cried. I talked to you guys about a lot of things on this podcast that is important to me, but none of them has hit me the way that this topic has hit me. And I'm about to cry again, but I really don't want to cry, because I don't want y'all to look at me on this podcast like, this is what I do. But it was touchy. It really, really hit home. Because, like I said, there's people out there who just really don't have what I have, or have what some of these other girls have, or, you know, just not even, and it's just, and I, when I say have what I have, or have what somebody else may have, and it's the mindset I'm speaking of, it's the guidance that I'm speaking of, and it's just like, it's not okay. I would want for all of us to have that type of mindset, especially young women, especially teenagers. I want y'all to be able to have that guidance. And even if you don't, or you feel like you can't get that from somebody else, this is another reason why I have this podcast. It's self-improvement. Come to me if you need advice on something, and you know, in of this sort, come to me, and I'll be able to shed some light and give my advice and give my input on things or whatever, and kind of try to give you a different aspect on things that you question. So that's that. I'm going to wrap it up. Please let me know what you think about tonight's episode. Like I said, I am on one Instagram account now, and it's at colormebliss_. So you can, and also please go and subscribe. You can find me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. I'm one of a lot of platforms, but if you go on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, just leave a rating and also leave comments and let me know what you think about my episodes and the things that I have to say, especially this one. I would really like to know how you guys view tonight's episode and what are your thoughts. Some of you interact with me, a lot of you don't. I would wish that you all would interact with me, because this is why I do what I do. I like to get everyone's feedback. I like to get everyone's opinion and discuss it. I'm sorry, I'm choking up, y'all, because this shit is sad. But I want to be able to interact with you guys and just, you know, have open discussions about things. And yeah, so follow me on Instagram and stay in touch, because things will be in motion. So that's that. I'm about to end this note on that. And thank you for listening to Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnice. This is season 2, episode 2. Bye.